I would suggest to you that maybe this is the kind of open door that we need to walk through with our time, our talent, our money to say, how can we help here? China is huge for the gospel. And if it opens up, oh my goodness, and what might cause it to open up? Again, compassionate ministry opens the hearts of many around the world to the gospel. Unfortunately, there's too much compassion without the gospel. Also, unfortunately, there's too much gospel sometimes without the compassion. We need to put them together and say, the whole gospel is a compassionate gospel. It is a spiritual warfare gospel. It is a gospel that prays. It is a gospel that preaches the truth. Let's put all that together. Jesus did. We can do it. All right. 888-589-8840. Let's go here to Debbie in Laurel, Mississippi. Hi, Debbie. Welcome to the Matt Friedman Show. Fire away.
Thank you. Good morning to you, too.
Good morning.
I am a baby boomer, and coming from that generation, my parents struggled with making ends meet. So growing up having struggles, we raised our X's and Y's trying to give them everything that they need. And I see the same thing in the churches. We're so busy building these mega churches and the walls that you're talking about and the buildings, and yet we're not concerned about the individuals we need inside. Now, you're going to ask me, what do I think I'm going to do? First of all, I agree. The baby boomers are going to have a revelation and realize that all that work we did trying to give to our X's and Y's, all we did was teach them to do the same for their children, and their children are not being taught in the home.